I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we talk about holiday shopping and what impact our purchasing habits may have on our economy. But first, they say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms in your corner. We visit with a diverse group of parents each week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, we want to talk about what it means to be cool, or what some people are calling the rebirth of cool, and what, if any, effect the president-elect will have on what it means to be cool. And to some people, this might be a trivial conversation, but not to the parents of sons, especially, although not exclusively, African Americans, who worried for years that the most visible role models being held up to their boys are either bulked up athletes or baggy pants wearing hip hop heads. So we decided to ask the moms if Obama is changing the meaning of cool. And I'm joined by our Tell Me More regulars, Jolene Ivey, Asra Noumani, Leslie Morgan Steiner, and Danny Tucker, who all have sons ranging in age from 6 to 20. Welcome, ladies, moms.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Thanks.
So, Jolene, let me start with you. Have you, five boys, so you know, wear the crown around here. Have you noticed your sons noticing the way Senator Obama carries himself?
Oh, they think he's very cool. And our 13-year-old has him on his screensaver, the Ebony magazine cover that says that Barack is one of the 25 coolest brothers of all time.
Okay.
So, yeah, they definitely notice it. They're into it. Julian went from dreadlocks, which I think are cool, you know, and now he wants his hair cut every week.
He wants the short crop.
He wants his hair tight, so we're happy about it.
Okay. Danny, what about Davon is next in line age-wise? He's
15.
15. Mm-hmm. What about him?
Oh, I'm loving it, you know. I mean, the pants have come up. Not that he does that in front of me anyway, but, you know, it's like, Mom, I need a belt. You know, I'm like, oh, you do? Okay. So I'm real proud of him and his buddies because they have been watching Obama from the beginning. And he's cool the way he dresses, the way he acts, the way he speaks. I've seen more of him than I've seen of Lil Wayne. I'm very happy about that.
What is it that they find cool?
The way he can move in an area that they're not used to seeing African-American men move. They're not used to seeing a black man in that position of politics. To watch him be so close to the White House, so close as a nominee, they got to see someone that looked like them that wasn't just, let's say, their ANC commissioner. You know what I mean? Somebody that was high up. And somebody that Lil Wayne even looked up to. So, you know, it just elevated them, you know, a lot. And I am just so happy for what they are getting out of this. I just don't know what to do.
I want to hear more about that in a minute. Leslie, what about you? Your son is...
My son is 11.
11. Okay.
And he thinks that everything about Obama is cool.
Why is he cool?
Well, even for a young kid like my son, it's clear how intelligent he is and well-spoken. He plays basketball, and my son is very passionate about basketball. So thank God Barack Obama plays basketball.
Instead of, say, cricket. No offense, Asra. No offense.
I take offense at that.
Okay, but go ahead, Leslie. Finish your thought.
No, I think that that's probably about it for me.
Asra, what about Shibnah? He's the young one here. He's only 6.
Yeah.
But does he think he's cool? Because he's at that age, he's become interested in, you know, boy world, boy stuff.
Yeah, so he doesn't see the color. I mean, he couldn't keep Obama and McCain's names apart from their faces. And so he would say, I like the one who smiles a lot.
Danny, wanted to go back to you because you said that Davon and his friends, your son is, and his friends are appreciating the way he carries himself. But it's not as though there haven't been other African-American men who embodied that kind of style and attitude and were well-spoken. Like, I'm thinking Bryant Gumbel. I'm thinking Ed Bradley, 60 Minutes. I'm thinking Colin Powell, for heaven's sake. So, you know.
Right.
So tell me, is there something about the presidency that makes it highly visible? Is it the fact that the hip-hop community embraced him so they think maybe that's something that they should follow too?
Yes. I mean, you're hitting on the nose because even though I knew Colin Powell and Davon did, it was because as a mom, I keep my son into that. But a lot of his friends, their parents didn't make them watch these things. We watched everything that Obama did once he hit the scene. And, well, I had a 6-year-old. You know, we have a lot of teenage moms in my neighborhood. And they bring in the kids in. And to hear those kids go, look, Mommy, Obama, Obama, Obama. I knew they were watching it at home. It's nice now to have them into politics. It's always affected them. But when Obama hit the scene and he was so accepted by everybody, especially in the hip-hop world that they look up to, it made them watch.
Jolene?
Well, I was just going to play off of one thing Danny just said was about what teenage girls look at. They see Obama and they think he's cool. And you know what? One reason they think he's cool They see how he treats his wife.
Amen.
They see how he treats his daughters.
I agree.
They like that. And I think that's going to make it a lot cooler for the boys who want to appeal to girls. They want to say, well, if the teenage girls think Barack's hot in his way, I think I will emulate him. And I'm hoping that that's what's going to come forth out of this, too, is that it becomes cool to be respectful of women and to treat your people right.
This segues to a clip that I wanted to play from. It's a documentary called Barack and Curtis, which you can access on YouTube. Have you seen it? You've seen it?
The 50 Cent thing.
Yeah, it's comparing Barack Obama cool with 50 Cent. Now, first of all, why did you roll your eyes?
Because I want to get to a level where we don't have to compare Barack with 50. You know what I mean? Okay, if we got to start somewhere, let's start there. Okay.
I love Danny.
Let me play a short clip. This is the clip I want to play first is from Esther Arma. She actually is a theater personality and a radio host and travels back and forth between the U.S. and the U.K. And she's talking about this dynamic between Obama cool being an educated person versus some of the hip hop heads celebrating sort of different things. And let's play that clip.
Barack equaled Harvard. Someone like 50 Cent equaled Hood. Hood equaled virility. Harvard equaled impotence.
And I want to play another clip from Terrence Dean, also from the same documentary, from Terrence Dean. He writes a lot about hip-hop culture. I want to play that.
In our community, in the black community, masculinity is associated with how many women you have, how many kids you have, how many times you've been in and out of prison, how much weight have you sold. And it's always a negative connotation when it relates to masculinity. There's nothing positive.
To the points that both Danny and Jolene were making, have you struggled with this with your sons? They're having an image of masculinity that does not comport with what you want for them.
I don't have that problem in my home. I mean, with the whole thing about Harvard equals impotence would certainly be wrong in our house, seeing as my husband went to Harvard Law School and we have five boys. And there's nothing impotent about him in any way.
Yeah, but you know the facts don't always comport with what kids think.
You know,
what kid world is often a different world, whether the facts are not relevant. They don't understand necessarily how they get that food on the table.
In our lives, our kids are very close to me and very close to my husband, and they don't want to let us down. They really don't.
But what about this whole thing about studying and being smart?
They know they better.
All right, okay.
No, he has,
Danny?
For our world, he has elevated that. I've always kept Davon around positive coaches and, you know, his grandfathers and those men in his life. But for a lot of his teammates and the guys that live next door to me, all they knew as a father figure was the 50 Cents because their dad was the same way. He had a lot of kids. I don't see him. So when Barack came along, here's a vision of a black man that you can be like, that does not look like your dad or your uncle or your deadbeat neighbor, whatever. So to be able to hold Barack up for my son and for the young men out there has not only helped him, it's also helped my ex-husband. I mean, I've watched him rise up, you know, and he was AWOL for 8 years. You know, now it's like, because of Barack, you know, I feel like I can do some things. Hey,
really?
That's
I mean,
what
he's
it
actually
took.
Said that?
Yes. He voted. The man's never voted. And he'll be 39 years old, so first time voting. So this has happened not just for the 15-year-olds, but a lot of black men needed a father figure, even at 40. Thank you, Barack.
Leslie?
You know, one thing that I think is amazing about Barack Obama is that he's made it cool to be cool-headed. And it's not so much the way he dressed or what he looks like, but a lot of my son's role models are black sports figures and black musicians like Sean Taylor, the Redskins player who was killed, or Plaxico Burress, who shot himself in the thigh at a nightclub. I have no problem with flaws in heroes. I actually think it's a great thing to have your role models have some flaws because it makes you feel better about your own imperfections. But all of those guys are really emotional and hot-headed. And my son is only 11, but he's still starting to deal with really strong emotions and anger. And I love being able to hold up Barack Obama as a role model for somebody who keeps his cool and that it is a great strength to him as a leader.
Asra, I wanted to ask you, because you go overseas a lot, and I don't, want to stereotype anybody, but I have to say that's one of the concerns that I have as an African-American woman traveling is the image that I think some people have of African-American women that they get from, you know, videos that they just, I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've been, you know, propositioned by people traveling overseas. Well, that's very kind of you to say, but people assume if you're an unaccompanied African-American woman, you must be a prostitute or a stripper. And I wonder, do you feel that there is a similar sort of dynamic that the exposure, the Colin Powell's notwithstanding, that a lot of people internationally have of African-American men has been fairly limited to this point. And do you think that this changes that?
Yeah, you know, I was really disappointed, dismayed by al-Zawahiri on al-Qaeda's network, you know, calling Obama a house slave.
Negro.
Yeah.
Did he say a house slave? Is that the term?
Yeah, that was supposedly the translation. And to me, that represented exactly the kind of stereotyping of blacks that happens overseas, of black men, for example, who succeed in this country. And I thought it was pretty predictable from an Arab culture that probably engages in its plenty of racism and obvious hate mongering on his own account. But it really irked me because, to me, Barack Obama actually represents the symbol of what an immigrant can also do in this country. You know, so often he's associated as a black man, but when I see him in his own narrative, I see him also as an example of an immigrant story, a story of a man who can have roots overseas, just like my son has got, and can succeed in this country and assimilate and integrate and rise to the highest places. And that's what I think kids overseas hope for in America. And to me, he represents a real hope for immigrant stories.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Jolene Ivey, Asra Noumani, Leslie Morgan Steiner, and Danny Tucker, our mom's regulars, about the influence of President-elect Obama on what it means to be cool. Danny, I tell you, how many pictures have you seen of African-American men smiling in public? It's right. Almost as if that's not permitted. If you look at class pictures, if you look at, you know, when did it happen that you couldn't smile joyfully?
What I like about Obama's style is not just his clothes, not just his personality. Everything about him is cool. And Davon and the fellas are just loving it. They want to be cool. You know, they fed into those stereotypes about them as well. They believed what other people said about them, that they would not amount to anything, they couldn't be president. So he's come and shattered that, that now they're thinking on a level that, you know, where it wasn't cool to be on the honor roll now, you know, or to be a nerd. It's cool to be a nerd because Obama's a nerd.
Do you worry that if something... Inevitably, there are already challenges. He's walking into a very challenging situation, very favorable politically in some ways, but clearly the economic issue, fighting two wars, et cetera, the war on terrorism clearly is ongoing. He will be criticized. Mm-hmm. He's already being criticized by some. He will be criticized. Do you ever worry about the effect that that'll have on the
team? No, to that I say bring it on, because he's human. I want them to see that. I want Davon. I want his football team. I want the guys next door. I want them to see him as a complete man. Like Leslie said, he never lost his cool. You can do that. So if you're disagreeing with each other, you don't have to come to blows. And we daggone sure don't have to bring out guns. Let's watch everything. When he's criticized, let's watch what he does. He is the type of man that they can watch everything he does and respond in that way.
Okay, but I don't want a Monica Lewinsky in his story. This is what I dread, honestly.
Michelle, it's not going to last.
It's not going to happen.
You know, I do not want any kind of serious character flaw, because I feel like just our conversation reflects how much
hope
folks are projecting upon him in terms of their own hope for the uplifting of individual children's dreams and our society's hopes. And I don't want that kind of character.
I'm kind of worried about that.
I'm kind of mixed on that, because I don't want them to make him a messiah either. And that's what I've been telling Davon. Right. Wait a minute. He's still a human being. A lot of things, you may not see the Monica Lewinsky in his life, because he just can't do that. Right. But I just don't want them to put him on a pedestal.
There's been this discussion in the media about whether the media is just, you know, how much is too much, or whether it's people in the media are like falling all over themselves around Obama. And I don't really know what to do with that, given that if you think there's a cultural phenomenon at work, I don't know how you don't cover that. But I did want to ask, is there any downside to this Obama effect?
Well, this is Leslie. I would say the only question that I raise, it's not exactly a downside, but when Bill Clinton had all of his problems, particularly the Monica Lewinsky ones, I never once thought that it was going to somehow affect my son, you know, as a role model, because there are so many white men out there as role models that it didn't even occur to me. And I just think it's a very heavy weight for one person to carry, to be representing all of black America and perhaps the world.
I got one downside in the black community, and that's for those who have not been a part of the process, who have now voted and got into the process, getting them to understand that the party's over. He's got to go to work now, okay? He's not going to go in there and then okay, have a black agenda. And that's the downside I'm seeing in our community. You guys need to chill out. He is president of America.
Asra?
Well, as parents, like, one of the greatest lessons I feel like we can give our kids is to try to live life with authenticity, to live truthfully and consistently. And I think the dilemma could be with this media image that's being portrayed is that we have a John F. Kennedy kind of effect, where there is this public image that is in contradiction in some parts to a private life that was much messier and much more complicated. For me, that is my hope, that all of our sons will be able to look back 40 years from now and not feel like they were defrauded or deceived in some way.
Jolene, final thought?
I'm just so excited that he's there and that we can have this discussion about what it's going to mean to have somebody as respected as Barack Obama to be our leader.
All right. Well, let's talk about this again after some time's gone by and we actually see him settle into the job. Let's just see what. But if Davon's pants are sagging this time next year, Danny, I'm going to come looking for you.
It's not going to happen.
Danny Tucker, Asra Nomani, Leslie Morgensteiner, Jolene Ivey, they all joined me in our studio in Washington. Ladies, moms, thank you so much.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. We'd like to know if President-elect Obama is making an impact on your children, your son or daughter. What about you? Are you trying to adopt his calm demeanor, keeping your hair closely cropped, smiling more, defining your swagger? To tell us more and to compare notes with other listeners, please go to our blog at npr.org and click on Tell Me More. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that's 202-842-3522.